This is West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. Comedian Mark Lundholm's act is largely autobiographical, at least based on his life as it was before 25 years of sobriety. Lundholm will perform tonight at the Dalton Center Recital Hall as part of the Coming Together event, sponsored by the Community Healing Centers of Kalamazoo, the Drug Treatment Court Foundation of Kalamazoo County, and Western Michigan University's specialty program in drug and alcohol abuse. Lundholm's website includes a video with an example of his act.
How many families do you know that got kicked out of Disneyland? Did you know that Disneyland doesn't sell alcohol? My dad didn't. 15 minutes after we got there, he's on Main Street holding Goofy by the lapels. Where's the bar?
Mark Lundholm, thank you very much for taking some time to speak with us.
I appreciate you guys paying attention to this event.
Kind of take us on that path from being an addict, being homeless, and eventually finding your way to being a comedian.
The short version would be that addiction is something I struggled with for a long time, to some degree still do at 55 years old and 25 years sober. It is a mental health condition that doesn't exactly leave us, but invites us to come back to the easy, safe, comfortable place, which for an addict is always immediate chemical relief. And that could be these days sugar or food or sloth or something that's going to fix it in the short term and create a bigger problem long term down the road.
Mark Lundholm says he comes from a dysfunctional family. He says he started drinking and smoking marijuana at a young age.
The ultimate kind of bottom for me was living on the streets of Oakland, California in the 80s. And I was suicidal and about 120 pounds and long hair and foul mouth. And sometimes I miss the long hair now. I don't have bangs anymore. My forehead goes back.
You don't have any hair, do you?
I don't now. No, I gave up. I surrendered to that fight maybe 10 years ago. But that's a humility thing. I just kind of let it go. But I still got a lot going on underneath the scalp that is maybe unhealthy initially. And in the show, I talk a lot about my disease isn't substance abuse, but first thought wrong. My first thought is inappropriate, inaccurate, self-centered, whiny, criminal, judgmental, some form of wrong, where if I follow that first thought, I'm in trouble quick. So the recovery process for me is basically the filter between first thought wrong and next right thing. And sometimes it takes a while.
Lundholm says he tries to make his show a bridge between people with an addiction and what he calls normal people.
Most people aren't addicted to anything. They're not. Most people... they do things that are foreign to me, like they show up on time because they said they would, or they tell the truth without any witnesses or some kind of police statement. They don't identify personally with every episode of Cops when they watch it. They don't talk to the screen and tell the criminal, run, my brother.
But as you say, there are addictions out there which perhaps we don't think of as addictions. Like you said, food, caffeine would probably be one.
That's one of mine now. I have two now. I have caffeine and work. I tend to say yes to a lot more work than maybe is necessary, but I'm young enough, relatively speaking, healthy enough physically to do the work. So, and I love what I do. I love the fact that I can invite a whole group of people to laugh at something they don't have to be in the middle of anymore. But the addictions go way past the obvious narcotics or alcohol. I mean, there's shopping and there's the addiction to Facebook or iPad or going to the gym. I mean, there are people addicted to being in recovery. It's all they want to do.
So in your case, was it a matter of realizing perhaps that you had a personality which led you to be addicted to something and finding the right things to be addicted to? You know, work, if you've got to pick something, is better than, say, heroin.
Yeah, for me it is. For me it is, because it's hard to do a show if you're asleep. But the obvious thing for an addict mentality is that, I want to do one thing. I want to do all of that. I want to do it all day and nothing else. So aside from the addictive gene I have in my anatomy, and if you want to talk to professionals, they'll tell you that it's a disease. And there's a strand in some of us, in our DNA, that says, I'm going to use it, abuse it, lose other things, and repeat it. It's not a matter of being a personality, like an addictive personality. I think it's a genetics thing that some of us struggle with. Most people don't. Most people don't have that in their DNA.
Lundholm says he doesn't see drugs or alcohol as the enemy. He says it's the combination of him and those things that cause pain for himself and the people around him.
You know, my motive for the show coming into Kalamazoo is entertainment primarily. Information or access to help secondarily. And third, trying to be an honorable spokesperson because they've given me the platform of their attention.
When you're performing as a comedian, are there certain things about addiction which you find maybe a little too touchy, maybe a little too sensitive, or is it all out there on the table in a way to try and deal with it as honestly as you can?
Honesty without compassion is cruelty. And honesty without a filter is sometimes just plain stupid. So there is a boundary I have when it comes to the collateral damage of addiction, abandonment or abuse of kids, drunk driving. There are certain things that have cost people their lives. And without being a soapbox minister type preach, reach, or teach voice, I can approach those subjects on the periphery in a humorous way about the mentality of the people involved or the sheer idiocy of wanting to do something over and over again that's detrimental and try it one more time just to be sure it was painful or wrong. I have very few taboos, and I've learned how to do that in an eloquent, funny way so that they're less of a threat to people and more of a healing factor.
There was a story in the Daily Nebraskan last year in which you were quoted as saying, "It seemed ironic to me that I was not a stupid person, but kept making stupid choices." And I wonder if that is perhaps a perception that people have who've never been in a serious problem with addiction, that they just think people are weak-minded or they're making dumb decisions, as opposed to, as you say, it's a disease. Was that also a misperception that you had as you were going through it?
Oh, yeah. I would kick myself continually because I was making horrible choices, and it was based on self. You know, my motive was, let's fix me. And, you know, normal people fix things that are broken. Addicts fix on things that are broken. And so once I was shown that I had other options, you know, like IQ became the tool instead of the weapon. I'll always say that intelligence for an addict is the biggest hurdle there is, because the smarter you are, the slower you accept what's going on, which is, you know, looking at your behavior. I'm going to outthink a disease that's a force of nature. Just sit there and think positive. You know, show them your credentials.
Mark Lundholm, thank you very much for your time. We hope you enjoy your visit to Kalamazoo.
Oh, I sure will. I was there about 8 years ago. I had a blast. This is a joy to be able to share this with you guys. And thanks again for the attention and the highlighted focal point that you've made this show.
Comedian Mark Lundholm will perform tonight at the Dalton Center Recital Hall. His appearance is part of the Coming Together event, sponsored by the Community Healing Centers of Kalamazoo, the Drug Treatment Court Foundation of Kalamazoo County, and Western Michigan University's specialty program in alcohol and drug abuse. More information about tonight's performance can be found at wmuk.org. This is West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans.